just want to say Shalom Aleichem, get to know your names. Ayelev, Gilly, Sariel, Keshuki, Zil, Ziv, right? And Sariel again, Gershon, and David, Josh, Sid. We'll learn together as long as you want to. I would hope that you would either graduate your Chassin Shir or at least attend the two Shirim simultaneously. But actually, as long as you're interested in learning together, we'll learn the sugyas of Hotzah. Masechta Shabbos is a very, very special Masechta in terms of the way that it's built. It's hafochba, not in terms of kula, but like suvis or even to a certain degree vanas, which have many topics, but it's broken up into various aspects of Shabbos. From the middle of the seventh parak, from the Mishnah Dafayin Gimel, Dafayin Hey, you have Malachos, and then it continues in the middle of the tenth parak, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th parakim. Those deal with the Malachos, Daf Tzadi Dalet to Kuf Yedalet. Then the Gemara moves over into the Shvusim of Shabbos, into the Drabanans. That's Tetvav, Tetzayin, Yudzayin, Yitchet, Yitet, Kaf. Kaf Aleph, Kaf Beis, Kaf Yimel, Kaf Dalet. In other words, pretty much until the end of the Masechta, they deal with Drabanans. And there's a parak dealing with Muktzah. Parak Kaf Aleph deals with Muktzah. And then you have the sugyas of Muktzah in the beginning of the Masechta, in the end of Parak Kira, Kaf Mem Beis, Mem Zayin. And then you know that you have Bishul, the end of the first parak, and then Parak Kira, Parak B'met Tomnim. So all of this is in Shabbos. And along with all of that, we also have Hotzah. And Hotzah is basically broken down into two parts. There are those dapim that deal with the Iser of Hotzah and with the din of Arba Rishuyos. And that's the first nine blot of Masechta Shabbos, Daf Beis to Daf Tet, and then Perak HaZorik. I saw that when they put out the Kovetz Mefarshim, so there's a Kovetz Mefarshim, one of the Kovetz Mefarshim, the one called Kliel Teferis or whatever, that has the Kovetz Mefarshim on Hotzah of Shabbos, first parak and parak hazorik, and even within the first parak, it's broken down that the first few dafim, daf beis through daf hey, deal with the isurei hotzaah, hachnasa, hoshata, zrika, etc., and then daf vav through daf tet deal with the arba rishuyot. Aside from that, in terms of hotzaah, you have the prakim of b'me behema and b'me isha. How do we define levush? How do we define tachshit, that which doesn't come under the category of hotzaah? And then you have three parakim, the end of parak zayin, parak ches, tes, and a little beginning of parak yud, deal with the shiurim of hotzaah. How much of, how many books do you have to take out? How many zaysim do you take out? How many grapes do you take out? How much kash do you take out? What are the shiurim of hotzaah? So that's the nesechta. In general, again, we're going to stick to the first nine blot and Perek Hazorek. I don't know if that'll take us the entire year, and so we have the option that when we finish that material of moving into Eruvin and sort of completing the Din of Hotzah in a broader sense, or taking a different topic. The reason that Rav Chassin and I chose this part of the Masechta, as opposed to, let's say, the Rosh Yeshiva and YU, who are starting on Daf Ayin Gimel, dealing with the Malachot, is because in the Gruz Kolel, we have next year, there's going to be a group of fellows learning the Malachot in the afternoon. And we didn't want them to basically spend 2 years just repeating themselves. And so, we felt that since Hotzah, we don't touch in the afternoon, just Rav Mann touches upon it in the fourth year Halacha L'Maaseh, in terms of the topic of Eruv, so it would be something that would be kedai to sink our teeth into. In terms of what you have at your disposal, aside from the Gemara Shabbos, and since you ordered YU, a Rambam, so we have in the Rishonim, in terms of Chachmei Svara, the Iker Rishon that you should be learning, probably Keseder, is the Chidushei HaRambam. You have it in the regular set of Rav Yisrael Zalman Meltzer's edition, without any footnotes, and then Rav Hirschler's, the black set of Chidushei HaRamban, annotated set, so it makes it a little easier perhaps to learn. Usually the Rashba, takes the Ramban and expands upon it and makes it much more readable. The Rashba's syntax is much easier to understand than the Ramban's. But on Masechet Shabbos, for some reason, the Rashba is much smaller than the Ramban. And so you might as well see things in their source. You might as well see things in the Ramban. You can sort of learn the Rashba for a second to see it over in a slightly different context. But it's not going to really necessarily expand all that much on what you have in the Ramban itself. Then there used to be something that was known as a tremendous find. Someone would find it. Rav Reichman, who teaches in YU. Father of Rav Reichman, who teaches here in Torah Shraga, his father found the Ksav Yad of the Ritva on Shabbos, because what's printed in the sets of the Ritva, the sets that you buy a four-volume set, etc., that's not the Ritva, that's the Ran, and so he found the real Ritva, and he put out one volume of the Ritva, and now it's not hard to get because most of Rav Kook bought his copyright, and so the Mosad Rav Kook Ritva is the real Ritva, and they put out the whole Ritva, the Ritva on all Masechet Shabbos, and so we have the Ramban, we have the real Ritva, we have the Chiddushi Haran, which is hiding in the set of the Ritva, and then we have what's called Shita L'Ran, that in the set of Chiddushi Haran we also have a Ran, but that's not the Ran because the Ran is in the Ritva. We have no idea who it is. It's put into the Ran, but what it does is, if you come up with a very creative idea, and you start to think like, who in the Rishonim would say this creative idea, the Pasha says you'll find it in Chiddushei Haran, or it's in that Shita L'Ran. He's very, very off the beaten path. Sort of marches to his own drumbeat. Very, very, it's very interesting to learn, particularly when we learn the Malachos. How it's going to be in terms of Hatzah, I don't know. I mean, I'm learning Hatzah along with you, but within the Malachos, it's always a different sheet of how to define Dosh. It's always a different sheet of how to define Noteya. He was always on his own. So in any case, so within Chachmei Sfarad we have the Ramban and the Ritva and the Rashba and the Ran. You have a nice selection, and then you have also the Ran on the Rif, which is also very helpful. And then we have in Chachmei Provence we have basically two Sfarim. One is the Baal Hamor. We have a Baal Hamor and Ramban, not so much on Perek HaZorek, not on the 11th Perek, but on the first Perek. Daf Beis through Daf Tes is a lot of Baal Hamor and Ramban, and the Me'iri. And the Me'iri on Shabbos is very, very much used. Even if you learn Mishneh Berurah, you'll see in the Bir Halacha, he quotes the Me'iri. Here and here and here and here, he likes to quote the Me'iri. So if you want to pick one Rishon from Chachmei Sfarad, I would choose the Ramban. One Rishon from Chachmei Provence, choose the Me'iri. And Chachmei Ashkenaz, we have Baal HaTosfos and the Rush and the Mordechai. But we do have, which I think you should try and learn pretty much Keseder, is the Tosfos HaRush. The Tosfos HaRush appears to be the Tosfos that was in front of the Ramban. When the Ramban quotes Chachmei HaTzarfatim, he's pretty much quoting the Tosfos HaRush. It expands on our Tosfos in the Oz V'Hadar edition of Shabbos. In the back, you have a Tosfos HaRush. And if not, in all of the Kovetz Mefarshim, you have a Tosfos HaRush. And on the shelf, there's a Tosfos HaRush, where Tosfos HaRush belongs, in the set of Tosfos HaRush. So you should as you learn Tosfos Keseder, it would pay to learn along with that Tosfos HaRush. In addition, we have Sifrei Hapsak. You have the Urayim, written by Rav Elazar Mimitz, the Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, where we'll deal with Hotza'ah. The Or HaZeruah is relatively short, but already on the first page of Mar Makomos, there he quotes Rabbeinu Tam in terms of Hotza'ah, and the Rav Yah we're also going to see in terms of Dini Hotza'ah is pretty important. Chachmei Sfarad, as opposed to Nida, where we have a Hilchos HaRamban LaNida and the Bayan, etc., we don't have any of that in terms of Shabbos. What we do have is the Rashba wrote a Sefer called Avodas HaKodesh. And part of Avodas HaKodesh deals with Eruvim. And so when we get more to the sugyas of the Rishuyos, we'll see the Rashba over there. And then we have a Shulchan Aruch, and Nosei Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch. I met one of my mechutanim at a wedding last week. So he asked me what we're learning. So learning Shabbos. He says, oh, he learned Shabbos with the Rav. Learned Shabbos with the Rav, he says. And that was the only Masech that the Rav ever quoted in Acharon. So he said, do you know what Acharon the Rav quoted? So I said, yeah, he quoted the Totzos Chaim. So how do you know? Anyway, there's a Sefer called Totzos Chaim. Totzos Chaim is a thin volume. it's on the shelf. It's also in all of the Kovatzim. It was written by Rav Menachem Zemba, Hashem Yakim Damo, Yikom Damo. He was murdered in the Warsaw Ghetto. It has like 12 essays on Hotzah. Tosfos Shabbos, 12 essays on Hotzah, and so we'll learn about 10 of the 12 essays. Very, very chashuv in terms of giving a proper framework to Hotzah. Tosfos Chaim. Tosfos Chaim. Okay, in terms of the Mar Makomos that I gave, we're learning Hotzah, but I wrote first that we should first deal with the concept of Av Malacha, because we're going to see that Hotzah is a bit of a Yotzei Dofen. Those who began on their own the Masechta saw that Tosfos calls Hotzah a Malacha Grua. The Ramban calls Hotzah a Chiddush Achid Shatorah. So we're going to have to understand the uniqueness of Hotzah. First, we'll have to see what the rule is, and then try and understand why Hotzah is unique and how Hotzah is unique, in what ways it's unique. So that's pretty much the introduction of the first set of Mar Makomos. I just made a mistake. This is a typographical error. It says that the eighth line says Tosfos Tzadivav Amabez Diremasel Keneged. So those who were Eina Barosha, so that's Tosfos Memtes Amabez Diremasel Keneged. So I apologize. If you divide Tzadivav by two, you almost get to Memtes. Okay, so it's Tosfos Memtes Amabez Diremasel Keneged. The Shiurim will be given, according to schedule we had last year, on Sundays at 11:30 and on Wednesday at 9. That way you have like 2.5 mornings to prepare for each shiur. I'm a lightweight in terms of giving shiur, so it takes me a long time to prepare, not to say all that much. And so you may finish the Mar Makomos well before my giving shiur. So my suggestion would be that you don't have to necessarily go off to learn Erechin or Mishnayis, Taharos. You can learn Shabbos. Anyways, it's a Masechta. So if you want to Bofen Kavua, set up with your Chavrusa, then an hour of morning Seder, or you want to wait until you finish the Mar Makomos and then move into the Masechta. But you don't have to limit yourselves to the 25 Dapim that we, you know, will be covering the Iyun in Masechta Shabbos. You could start if you want to in whatever way you like to learn. So many places to start. You could do the Malacha of Bishul in terms of Perakira and Bemetomnin. If you want to, you can start with the Mishnah of Avraham et Tesavos Malachos and just take it through. And whether you're going to be here next year or not, actually, it's going to serve you well. You can do the Sugyos of Mukta. There are so many places to start. Or you could just start from where we'll leave off. We're going to get to Daf Tes. You can start on Daf Tes and maybe make a siyum. Again, you can learn at any pace that you desire. But if you can view the morning as Kodesh Kodeshim to Masechta Shabbos, I think that whatever you learn is going to, in many ways, reinforce whatever we're going to be learning regarding Hotzah. The language of the Shir is open. At this point, I think in Hebrew, and I write my notes in Hebrew, and so I can translate them into English, like I'm doing currently. If you would be interested in my speaking Hebrew, I would make things a bit easier for me. But it's not, you know. But the I view that the ikar of the shiur is that we should be able to have a give and a take. And so I don't want you to be intimidated in any sense by language. But if there is a desire that the shiur will be in Lashon HaKodesh, and you can talk to me in English, then I could argue with you if I really get upset in English. That's certainly an option. And then it may help those of you who want to stay here just to be able to hear a little Hebrew on the Gruz campus, to remind you that you're in Eretz Yisrael, aside from not saying different parts of davening, etc. Okay, I think that's... So we'll have Shir Mitzvah Shem tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. I certainly hope that I will cover what's called over here Aleph, to deal with the Musag of Av Malacha. Maybe we can get into Beis as well. So again, so just prepare, you know, if you can begin to prepare for Shir. If I go beyond where you prepared, sort of signal me in some manner, because I'm not interested in going beyond you. I don't know yet your pace of learning, but certainly I would like to be able to discuss things from a perspective where we've both seen the same Ma'ariv Makomos, and then we can discuss our perception of those Ma'ariv Makomos. I think that's about it. Other than that, the other important announcements are that the air conditioning in this Beis Medrash is supposed to be working from 6 in the morning until 10 at night. And so if you can try and keep the windows closed, and if you don't feel the air conditioning, then just go upstairs and tell them you don't feel the air conditioning, and hopefully they will turn it up higher, if they can. But opening the window is not going to help. It just causes everyone to be hot. That's nothing to do with Shir per se, but just mention it. I'd like to have an orientation with the fellows who arrived. I postponed it from yesterday to today. I think I'll postpone it from today till tomorrow, with the naive hope that maybe still a few more fellows will show up in the near future. I know by the 1st of September we'll be full, but we should begin a bit before then. And so tomorrow afternoon, if it's okay, after Mincha, those who are here a second or third or fourth year and are masochists who want to listen to me, you're welcome to. But I'm not going to say anything new. Just tell the fellows the ground rules, perspective, etc. So if it's okay for the new fellows tomorrow after Mincha, Rav Buchenstein, Emir Tzashem, will be coming to meet with the entire Kollel, be the fellows in Ishir, be they not be in Ishir, tomorrow at 5 in the afternoon. Okay, and Rabbi Rakefet currently is in Chutz Laretz, he will probably be here in about 2 weeks to begin giving Shir. And I think everything else is sort of. Rav Buchenstein is going to no. He's going to meet tomorrow with the entire Kollel. At that time, he'll also give Ma'ariv Makomos, and the first Shir Mitzvah Hashem will be a week from tonight. Okay. Any questions of anyone? Okay. In terms of chavrusas, you know yourselves better than I do. You may even know one another. So if you can match yourselves up, someone who doesn't have a chavrusa, let me know, and then I'll see if there are two or three fellows that have chavrusas. I'll try and serve as a shatran. Okay, even if your chavrus is on his way, right? Like he's coming September 1st, so maybe match up with someone temporarily.